Mostly we have the great source of the Shabbos, read Parshas Ekev. And the Parsha begins, V'haya Ekev tishmu'un es ha-mishpatim ha'ila. And it will be, if you will listen to these laws. And of course, again, the Torah Kedoshah then goes on to explain the beautiful reward, the beautiful bounty that awaits for the Jew who heeds the word of the Ribono Shel Olam. But the Mefarshim, of course, pick up on the interesting use of the word Ekev. The Pasuk could have just said, V'haya, im tishmu unes ha-mishpatim ha'ila. It will be if you listen. Why the Lashon of Ekev? Now, Ekev we translate as if. It will be if you listen to these mitzvos. But the truth is, the message could have been conveyed without that word as well. Of course, there's a beautiful idea of Rashi HaKadosh, that Rashi says, Yibon Shalom is trying to teach us that mitzvos shadam dash ba'akevav. Sometimes even mitzvos that a person tramples over with his feet. If you're careful with all the details of your Yiddishkeit, then that's ultimately, again, when a person merits a relationship, a connection. But I saw a truly magnificent idea by the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. And the Baal Shem Tov says the following. He says, So the Baal Shem Tov says, Kedarko B'Kodesh, he says this in many different places, that the greatest tool of the Yitzhahara is when he tries to convince us that we're unsalvageable. You see, to get a Jew to sin, for the Yitzhahara to get me to sin, to get a Jew to sin, it's not easy, because the truth is we're good people, and we really try hard not to commit averos. And when we do commit averos, we own our mistakes, we own our missteps, and we try to correct them. So to get me to sin is not such a great accomplishment for the Yitzhahara. And the truth is, we're vigilant about that. The greatest tool the Yitzhahara has in his arsenal is when he tries to make the individual feel that he is beyond salvation. The greatest existential threat to the Jew is not the commission of any particular avera, but the greatest existential threat to a Jew is when a Jew begins to think, I am so damaged, I am so broken, I am so beyond salvation, there is nothing for me to do to be able to save myself. And the moment that a person, chas v'shalom, begins to think that way, the moment a person begins to, chas v'shalom, contemplate, then they're lost. Then there's yeyosh. Then a person despairs. Rabbi Nachman speaks about this as well, where he says, well, we'll get to Rabbi Nachman in just a moment. So the Baal Shem Tov says, now says the Baal Shem Tov, now remember, the moment that a person experiences yeyosh, moment that a person gives up hope, moment that a person says, I'm not salvageable, I'm broken, I'm damaged, and I'm beyond repair. So if I'm already beyond repair, if I'm already destroyed, if I'm already broken, so I might as well sin. Because at the end of the day, what difference does it make? I'm already just a shell of a person. So says the Baal Shem Tov, even if a person does averos that are so severe, even if a person has done things that are mamish, so terrible, that I feel that the gates of tshuva are closed to me, im kol zeh tzarich lihios b'simcha. Even with all of that, a person still has to try to be besimcha, to be happy. Why? Ubitchono chazak shbashem shalabasof yikayim kalatora. Person has to be besimcha. Why? Because deep down I have to believe that there is no such thing as a Jew beyond salvation. There is no such thing as a Jew beyond repair. No matter what I've done, no matter how broken I am, the Ribono Shel Olam never closes his doors to me. And the ability and the path to return is always open, is always clear. Not necessarily easy, not necessarily smooth, but a Jew should never, chas v'shalom, think that he can't return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And says the Baal Shem Tov, this is the pshat in the pasuk, V'al kein omer, V'haya Ekev, says the Rebbe something so beautiful. He says Ekev, in Lashon of Ukva de Mashiach, means an end. An end. Ekev means an end. That's why Rashi explains Ekev means a heel. The heel is, so to speak, the end of the body. It's the bottom of the body. See, he says the word Lashon Ekev is the end. So what does that mean? He says essentially, Rotzel Omar, Afilu im yihye besofa dechol dargin. Even if a person is in a state of Ekev, what does it mean to be a state in Ekev? I'm at the end of my rope. I feel that I'm done. I feel that I'm broken. I feel that I'm beyond repair, beyond salvation. I'm in an Ekev state. I'm the heel. I'm the foot. I feel that I've been trampled upon. I feel that I've trampled upon others. I feel that I've done so many things wrong that I mamish feel so low. I feel that I fall into the abyss of hopelessness and helplessness, and there is no longer any etzah for me. That's Vahaya Ekev. Sometimes a Jew finds himself in a state of Ekev, in that bottomless pit of despair, feeling there's no way for me to turn around my life at all. The Rebbe says, even if you find yourself in that state, and a person begins in the Chas Shalom, he's written off from anything and everything. Person should still be besimcha, should be happy, v'yamin, shebeivada yekayim, es ha-mishpatim ha'ila. Says the Rebbe, so beautiful, listen my friends to the Taichin and the Pasuk. V'haya ekev, even if you find yourself in life in the state of ekev, the heel, the bottom of the barrel, the bottom of that deep pit of despair, feeling that I'm broken beyond salvation, unsalvageable. V'haya ekev, know that there's no such thing as a Jew who is beyond repair. If you want, you could still tishmu'un es ha-mishpatim ha'ila. If you want to turn your life around, if you want to turn yourself around, if you want to come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that pathway, that doorway, that opening is always available to us. This is the same concept of Rabbi Nachman. Rabbi Nachman, Zecher Tzadik Kadosh Livracha, says, Ein Yeyush Ba'olam Klal. The Rebbe doesn't just say, Ein Yeyush Ba'olam, there's no despair in this world, you can't give up hope. He says, Ein Yeyush Ba'olam Klal. There is no element of despair. Jew can never give up. Why? Because of what is Zayd, the Baal Shem Tov said. Because Vaya Ekev, even if I find myself in a state of Ekev, even if I'm on the bottom of the barrel, the deep chasm of despair, nevertheless, if I want it, Tishmuna Mesa Mishpatim Ha'ila, I could come back. I could reforge relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I could begin to hear the mitzvahs, to do the mitzvahs, to live a life of Torah, to imbue myself with the values of Torah, and to reinvigorate and reignite my neshama. That is the great koach of the Jew. Ein Yeyush Ba'olam Klal. And so my friends, as we begin to prepare for Elul, begin to prepare for the Yamim Noraim, sometimes we allow ourselves to fall into a state of Yeyush. And sometimes it's for good reason, because sometimes I look at myself and I look at my life and I say to myself, you know what? I'm living a life where I'm in a state of Haya Ikev. But even if that's true, don't stop the Pasuk in the middle. Even if I feel that I'm in a state of Ikev, just remember, Tishmu'un es ha-mishpatim ha'ila. If I want to turn things around, if I want to be better, I want to do better, I want to live better, that yicholas, that ability, that opportunity is always within arm's reach. I wish each and every one of you a beautiful, uplifting Shabbos. Shabbos filled with menucha, a Shabbos filled with simcha, Shabbos filled with his odorous, a Shabbos of rejuvenation, and halavai, a Shabbos of shalom for all of Klal Yisrael. A good Shabbos.